Благодарю вас.
Thank you. Mr. President, the report that's been presented today suggests many questions in our minds. We would like to recall that the concept of peaceful protests does not exist in international law. Rather, we should be talking about the right to freedom of peaceful assembly and of association. It's also important to remember that according to major international treaties, this right may, on legal bases, be limited in the context of emergency situations or the situation of an armed conflict. We have been drawn to the report that's been addressed to our country in paragraph 23 and footnote number 18, that our national press has been stifled. We would call upon the Special Rapporteur to take a real look at things. Today, it is in fact the Russian press, in a whole array of countries of the world, above all in the US and in Europe, that is undergoing persecution. Russian media are today being banned. We do not see any reaction to this by you, Mr. Special Rapporteur. It is also strange to read the information in paragraph 68 about the so-called investigation by OSCE of alleged violations by Russian soldiers of the rights of Ukrainian citizens to peaceful assembly. We'd recommend that the Special Rapporteur, for a start, take a look at the existing irrefutable proof of the fact that the OSCE mission in the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics did not identify violations of the ceasefire situation, but rather they reported back to the Kiev regime with the operational information so that the latter could more accurately target the civilian